Friends, so far we have seen the general evolution in banking worldwide as well as in India. And whenever it comes to the India, how the Indian banks are governed, that we have seen by studying the chapter called Banking Regulation Act 1949. Okay? In that, a lot of powers were given to the Reserve Bank of India. So, it is obligatory on our part to understand the really how the Reserve Bank of India is functioning from the point of view, not only from the regulatory, but also from its constitution, powers vested, how they are exercising their powers, and how the guidelines are issued to the banking companies, and how they inspect or audit, take the audits of this, and under what circumstances they are executing their powers. So all these things we are going to cover in Chapter 4, the Reserve Bank of India. So, to understand the better the Reserve Bank of India, we have structured this chapter for understanding the aims and objective of this Reserve Bank of India, management of RBI, then what are the major functions of the Reserve Bank of India, and major events that are happening to the banking industry or banking sector in India, where RBI has to play a very important role, which will be followed by our discussion on nationalization of banks, then liberalization period, demonetization, then bank mergers, then amendment taken to the Banking Regulation Act 1949 and amendment of 2020, privatization and effect, how the RBI was functioned in COVID-19 pandemic, which happened 1 year back or 2 years back. The central bank of the country is not undertaking any commercial operations, but it governs the commercial operation of other banks. So it is a non-commercial body and government-owned agency which operates at the national interest. RBI is a monetary authority and central bank of the country, which came into existence in the year 1934 by means of Reserve Bank of India Act 1934. It was officially established on 1st April 1935. As soon as it was established, it took the operations or the functions of the currency issue from the government of India. Earlier, government was issuing the currencies. And the power of the credit control from the Imperial Bank of India, now known as State Bank of India, that we have seen. And Reserve Bank of India was nationalized in 1948, that means undertaken by the government of India. We have seen that after the end of the Second World War, there was a move to nationalize the central banks across the world. Bank of England was nationalized in 1946. Purpose of nationalization is to control the inflation, as inflation was in India during the Second World War, and the government wanted to use the Reserve Bank of India as its tool to bring about the planned economic changes in the country. So, preamble of the Reserve Bank of India Acts stipulate that functions of the RBI is to regulate the issue of the banknote, keeping up of the reserve with a view for securing the monetary stability and operate the currency and the credit system of the country to its advantage, and that is essential to have the modern monetary policy or policy framework to meet the challenges of increasingly complex economy. And the primary objective of the monetary policy is to maintain the price stability while keeping in mind the objective of the growth. With this introduction, we will now understand the aims and objectives of the Reserve Bank of India. The aims and objective covers various aims or various objectives. Visually, they provide the financial and the banking services for the government, prime aim or objective. It implements the government policies, monetary policies. It acts as a regulator to the commercial banks. And Reserve Bank of India also regulate the issue of currency. Another objective consists of manage the country's foreign exchange reserve and maintain the cash reserve. It also controls the money supply and interest rate across the whole economy and act as a lender at last resort in the event of crisis in the financial market. And finally, it acts as a bankers to the bank. Having understood the aim and objective of the Reserve Bank of India, we'll now look into what is the management of the Reserve Bank of India? How RBI manages management? How it is governed? Its functions. RBI affairs or functions are governed by the Central Board of Directors, which consists of 20 members appointed by the Government of India, and they are all for the 4 years period. Right? The Central Board is required to meet at least 6 times in a year and at least once in a quarter. At least once in a quarter or at least 6 times in a year. So, the Board of Reserve Bank of India is made up of one will be official director, which consists of the governor and 4 deputy governors. One governor and 4 deputy governors who are full-time directors of the bank, Reserve Bank, appointed by the central government. And rest 16 are non-official directors, out of which 4 are nominated directors by the central government, 1 from each of the 4 local boards, Mumbai, Calcutta, Chennai and New Delhi, and 10 directors nominated by the government from the various fields. Remaining 2 directors are the government officials, and they are prominent businessmen or industrialists or highly regarded professionals. They are appointed for a period of 4 years. This is how the management constitution. Now, RBI has a local boards also. Country has been divided into four areas: southern area, western area, northern area, and eastern area. Each of these areas is managed by the local boards of the Reserve Bank of India. And these local boards consist of five members, appointed for 4 years by the central government and with the advice of the Central Board of Directors. These directors, local board directors, serve as a forum for the regional banks and to deal with a delegated task from the central board. Having understood this management structure, let us understand the functions of the Reserve Bank of India. First and primary function is issue of currency. RBI has a sole right to issue the currency in India. It regulates and controls the money supply, which consists of notes and coins. You know, the bank notes are in denomination of rupees 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, 500, and 2000. These are issued by Reserve Bank of India. The Reserve Bank also places the circulation of the coins in the denomination of 1 rupee, 2 rupee, 5 rupee, 10 rupees and 20 rupees. These denominated coins are there. Coins, right? Except for 1 rupee note, Reserve Bank of India has a monopoly in issuing the national currency of all the denomination. 1 rupee note is the only note which is bearing the signature of the finance secretary. And not the governor of RBI. Rest all other notes will be signed by the governor of RBI. RBI also destroys the bank notes when they are not fit for the circulation. All the money is getting printed as per the minimum reserve system under which minimum reserve of rupees 200 crores comprising of the gold coins, gold bullion and the foreign currencies, which is kept, and rupees 115 crore is in the form of the gold coins and rest in the form of the foreign currencies. RBI also works to prevent counterfeiting of the currency by regularly upgrading the security features of the currency. Second objective are facilities which is used for printing the currency notes. Which facilities are provided? The security printing and minting, the Corporation of India, Security Printing and Minting Corporation of India, that is SPMCIL, a wholly owned company of the Government of India, has printing presses at Nashik in Maharashtra and Devas in Madhya Pradesh. Bharatiya Reserve Bank Notes, Mudran Private Limited, is also owned by RBI and has a printing facility in Mysore in Karnataka and Saiboni in West Bengal. For minting of the coins, SPMCL has 4 mints at Mumbai, Noida, Kolkata and Hyderabad for the coin productions. Now the currency chest. Currency chest name you might have heard. It is a depository that belongs to the Reserve Bank of India, which stores excess money for the banks and ATMs. They are held at the premises of the select banks and its branches across the country. Any money which is stored within a currency chest belongs to Reserve Bank of India and not to the individual bank. And any money stored outside the chest in the bank belongs to that respective bank. RBI has established the concept of the currency chest to facilitate distribution of currency across the country at all the banks. Any new currency notes printed in the country first reaches to the office of RBI, and from there through a currency chest to various banks in the country. There can be multiple currency chests in city with multiple banks. There are more than 4,000 currency chests in the country. They receive the money from the Reserve Bank of India as and when they are printed. Any theft, robbery, fraud related to the storage of the currency chest within a bank makes the bank responsible for loss of currency chest. The main purpose of currency chest is to distribute the new currency notes, to recycle old currency, maintain adequate cash reserve at the banks all over the country. Security of currency chest. Representative of the Reserve Bank of India carry out the regular inspection of this currency chest from time to time. The bank where the currency chest is kept is responsible to keep it safe. And the bank receives the funds from the RBI for the security, transportation and other expenses incurred by it. Any theft, robbery, fraud related to the storage of the currency chest within a bank makes that bank responsible for the loss of the currency chest. While concerned bank will subsequently file a fraud monitoring report with Reserve Bank of India, in this situation it will be held liable for the theft. Third, act of the banker to the government. It acts as bankers to the government. Reserve Bank of India acts as a banker to the government of India and the state governments also. It acts as government's banker, agent and advisor. The RBI is the agent of central government and all the state governments in India, including the union territories of Pondicherry, Jammu and Kashmir, except the Sikkim. It undertakes to accept the money on behalf of the government and make payment on its behalf. RBI manages the public debts also. transacts, RBI transacts the banking business of the central government and keeps the cash balances as deposit free, as deposit which is free of interest. RBI also receives and makes the payment on behalf of the government and carries out its exchange remittances and other banking operations. RBI acts as an advisor to the government on all monetary and banking matters. Reserve Bank of India also helps the government both to the union and the state to float new loan and manage the public debts. It advises, or it is advisor to the government on import, on important economic and the financial matters. RBI also helps the government of India to raise the money from public via issuing the bonds and government approved securities. Another function consists of Reserve Bank of India act as a banker's bank. So RBI maintains the banking account of all the scheduled banks. RBI maintains accounts of all scheduled banks. And RBI to control the credit through the CRR and repo rate, cash reserve ratio and reverse repo rate. And open market operations. It is acting as a bankers to the bank, commercial banks, cooperative banks, regional rural banks, and local area banks. So banks can avail the accommodation and refinance from Reserve Bank. In certain circumstances, RBI also gives a loan to the commercial banks. That is, it lends to the commercial bank. Scheduled banks can borrow from the Reserve Bank of India on the basis of eligible securities or getting the financial accommodation in times of need and stringency by rediscounting the bill of exchanges. In times of the banking crisis, RBI become not only the bankers of the bank, but also the lender at the lender of the last resort. RBI also manages the volume of the credit created by the commercial banks to ensure the price stability. The Reserve Bank of India frames different policies or the policies regarding the purchase and sale of release of the foreign exchange and all other matters which are relating to the foreign exchange. RBI frames appropriate policy and credit policy also. So commercial banks maintain their current account with the Reserve Bank of India. Clearing of checks and also RBI act as a clearing house of other banks. The Reserve Bank of India manages important payment system like real-time gross settlement, that is RTGS, and National Electronic Funds Transfer, that is NEFT. RBI is also lender of the last resort, and it will lend to the banks in trouble. According to the provisions of the Banking Regulation Act, every scheduled commercial banks is required to maintain cash balance with the Reserve Bank of India, which is called as a CRR. And every scheduled bank has to maintain an average daily balance with RBI, the amount of which shall not be less than 4% of the bank's total NDTL, that is net demand and time liabilities. As on the last Friday of the second preceding fortnight. RBI also functions as a controller of the credit. It also acts as a controller of credit. The Reserve Bank of India is controller of the credit, and it has power to influence the volume of the credit created by the banks in India. Another factor, the RBI uses the control credit growth by raising or lowering the cash reserve ratio, by means of which they are making available the funds or they are taking out the funds from already with them, where banks are required to keep the percentage of their demand and time liabilities in cash with the Reserve Bank of India. Commercial banks need to maintain SLR, that is statutory liquidity ratio, which is minimum percentage of the demand and the commercial bank maintains through gold, cash, and other approved security. They have to invest into this. Okay. However, these deposits are maintained by the bank themselves and not with the Reserve Bank of India. Whereas CRR is required to be maintained with the Reserve Bank of India, cash reserve ratio, and SLR, that is statutory liquidity ratio, that is to be maintained by the bank with themselves, with itself. Current SLR is 18%. Of course, it is required, it may be changed every 2 months, or it may remain as it is also. Now, the custodian of the foreign exchange reserve, another function, important function. Reserve Bank of India is managing the external value of the currency, of that is Indian rupees, external value. So, RBI is entrusted with the responsibility of maintaining the external stability of the rupee. It has been given a monopoly to control and regulate the foreign exchange. It does this through the open market operations. Reserve Bank of India acts as a custodian of India's reserve of international currencies, and the RBI has the responsibility of administering the exchange control of the country. Next function of the Reserve Bank of India is a custodian of the foreign exchange reserve, managing the foreign exchange. Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA, 1999, was formulated by the Government of India. It empowers the Reserve Bank of India to pass the regulation with regard to the foreign exchange. their objective of the FEMA is to facilitate the external trade and payment and promote the orderly development and maintenance of the foreign exchange matters in India. The foreign exchange and its market that has been evolved as a key segment for Indian financial market, and RBI has an important role to play for regulating it and managing this segment. The Reserve Bank of India has a custody of country's reserve and international currency, and it enables the Reserve Bank of India to deal with the crisis connected with adverse balance of payment position. Next function of the Reserve Bank of India is supervisory function. RBI has certain non-monetary functions also to perform, which includes supervision of the banks and promotion of sound banking in India. As per the RBI Act 1934 and the Banking Regulation Act 1949, it has given the enormous power to the Reserve Bank of India for supervision and control over the commercial and cooperative banks relating to its licensing, establishment, then licensing and establishment, branch operations or bank operations, liquidity of their assets, management, method of working, amalgamation, reconstruction and liquidation. RBI is authorized to carry out the periodical inspection of the banks and to call for the returns and the necessary information from them. The supervisory function of the Reserve Bank of India has helped a great deal in improving the standard of the banking in India to develop on the sound lines and improve the methods of their operations.